Thank you very much, Mr. President, for inviting the UN to talk about our role in international cooperation and assistance in mine action. First, I would like to thank the Netherlands for mentioning our work on standards and also the Journal on Convention Weapons Destruction of the James Madison University that has been distributing earlier in the meeting has a review of the IMAS amendments that were done in the past 2 years. So I really encourage participants to pick up a copy or read it online to see what has changed in the IMAS, the International Mine Action Standards. I also thank the GICHD for supporting the UN in our work with the IMAS, which is critical for the community. I also want to highlight that the Secretary General's report on assistance in mine action, covering the period from August 2021 to July 2023, has just been published in the 6 official languages of the UN. The document number is A/78/259. You can also find the annual report on UNMAS for our work in 2022 in our website. We are going green, so we are not publishing it anymore. It's only online, you can find it. I would like to highlight the role of the UN in humanitarian coordination. So we have a coordination mechanism called the Mine Action Area of Responsibility, which is part of the Global Protection Cluster. It's currently co-coordinated by UNMAS and the Danish Refugee Council. And through this mechanism, which has 16 coordinators in 16 humanitarian emergencies, we try to coordinate mine action in emergencies so as to prioritize people most at risk of explosive ordnance. In 2022, we had 135 partners, including 97 national organizations, coordinating their activities through the Mine Action AOR. And they reached over 10 million people at risk of explosive ordnance, including cluster munition, across 18 humanitarian emergencies. There's a big demand for this coordination mechanism in new emergencies facing contamination. I also would like to highlight that we hosted the 26th International Meeting of Mine Action National Directors and UN Advisors under the theme Mine Action Cannot Wait in June this year with Swiss support. And we had over 350 participants. You can find the report of the meeting as well as videos of the main segment of the meeting on the website at NDMUN26. And finally, to conclude, I would like to thank all partners, affected states, donors, ICRC, and other NGOs who are key to this collaboration and efforts to prioritize the people most at risk of explosive ordnance around the world, so that we can save lives and limbs. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of UNMAS for